I asked Pete to give me an example of a practical application. Okay, he said. There's a gang of insurgents standing in front of you. You are alone. You want to dissuade them from attacking you. What do you do? I told Pete I didn't know. Pete said the answer lay in the psychic realm, specifically the use of visual aesthetics to instill psychically in the enemy a disincentive to attack. Can you be more explicit? I asked. Okay, said Pete. What you do is grab one of them, rip out his eyeballs, and stab him in the neck. The blood squirts out like a fountain, really, a fountain. Get the blood to spurt over his friends. Just punish the bejesus out of him, right there in front of his friends. Okay, I said. Or go for the lungs, said Pete. Create a gaping chest wound. What you'll have then is lots of sucking in air and frothing. Or scrape a knife across the face. Here's a clever thing. Get your knife inside the clavicle. That's the collarbone. Once you're in there, you can scrape most of the tissue away from that side of the neck. Separate his brain stem from the back of his neck. Doesn't take much movement, physics-wise. Pete paused. What I'm doing, you see, is creating a powerful visual psychic disincentive for the other insurgents to attack me. Pete turned the music up loud. That's a... I shouted. What? Shouted Pete. Broad interpretation of Jim's ideals, I yelled. Pete turned down the music again and shrugged to say, there you go, that's warfare. We pulled up outside a hangar. A half dozen of Pete's trainees were waiting for him. We wandered inside. Then Pete said, choke me. I'm sorry, I said. Choke me, said Pete. I'm old and fat. What can I do? Choke me, right here. Pete pointed at his neck. Now choke, he said softly. Choke, choke. You know, I said to Pete, I feel that neither of us has anything to prove here. Choke me, said Pete. Attack me. When he said the words attack me, he did that quotation mark thing in the air with his fingers, which angered me a little because it implied I was incapable of mounting anything more than a figurative attack. I was indeed incapable, but I had known Pete only for a few minutes, and I felt he was jumping to conclusions about me. If I do choose to choke you, I said, what do you intend to do? I'm going to interrupt your thought pattern, said Pete. It'll take your brain 3/10 of a second to realize what is happening to you, and after that 3/10 of a second, you'll be mine. I'm going to touch you, and that's it. I'm not going to move even my feet, but I'm going to project myself into you, and you will fly. Well, I said, if I do decide to choke you, will you bear in mind that I am not a Marine? Choke me, said Pete. Choke!